USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Investigators are piecing together how the airline ground agent, Richard Russell, working his regular shift, stole an empty Horizon Air turboprop plane, took off Friday night from SeaTac, and fatally crashed into the small island after being chased by military jets. Jeremy Kalin, co-worker of Russell, says he does not believe this incident is part of a larger airport security issue.
Unless he had medical history where he went into a doctor for depression or mental instability beforehand, and that was in his background check, and maybe it might have been a little bit iffy, but I mean, a lot of people out here with mental illness these days, they don't go get help at all, they don't tell anybody, and all of a sudden it just snaps upon us like that.
1-0. Liftoff.
It's man's attempt to touch the sun after a technical delay yesterday. A solar probe is on its way to an orbit of the sun. The spacecraft will transmit its first science observations in December. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A weekend of protests in the D.C. area. The Unite the Right 2 rally is being billed as a white civil rights rally. A series of counter-protests also planned throughout the day. Firefighters announced progress against Southern California's Holy Fire Saturday. 17,000 homes in Riverside and Orange counties still under mandatory evacuation orders, but some Lake Elsinore families were allowed to return home.
For the firefighters, so emotional. You can't come back to this devastation and see all our homes still standing. And I'll praise them, right?
The worst may be over. 688,000 acres burned in California, at least 10 dead in the summer wildfire siege. Severe storms may have contributed to a school bus accident on the New Jersey Turnpike that left 17 children and 19 adults injured in New Jersey Saturday evening. Mayor Ross Baraka says none of the injuries were life-threatening.
It's under investigation. The state police have that. I mean, I wasn't at the scene, so I don't know the cause of the crash, but I know it's being investigated by the state police.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York has suspended his re-election campaign after being indicted on insider trading charges. USA's Wendy King reports.
The three-term congressman announced the decision on Twitter. Earlier this week, after he appeared in court to answer securities and wire fraud charges, he said that he would clear his name and remain on the ballot. Prosecutors say Collins illegally shared information about the failure of a drug being tested by a company that he had invested in. They allege that his family members were able to sell shares in the company and avoid more than $760,000 in losses.
Apprentice star and former White House staffer Omarosa has a new tell-all, and it comes out next week. In the book Unhinged, she claims that President Trump used racial slurs on the set of the reality show The Apprentice. The White House has slammed it as riddled with lies and false accusations. A Massachusetts man found a loose boa constrictor not once but twice this weekend. Joe Reed spotted the giant snake Friday night when he went to throw out the trash. He took off and didn't see where the snake went. Well, he found it the next morning when he popped the hood of his car to check the fluids. This time he called police and they brought in animal control for the snake wrangling.
Me and one of the officers kind of like wrangled it out of the engine because it went to crawl down in. So got like a broom handle or something, and then one cop grabbed it by the head. I had it with the broom, and another cop came over with like a baton, and we all got it into a trash barrel.
If no one claims it, animal control can keep it and take it on tours and show it to little kids. For USA Radio News,